Beitze Perik Dal Mishnah Vav. Reb Leza Omer, Noit L'Odom Kisim Mishalafonov Lachtes Boishinov. Person could take a kisam is like a splinter, like a little piece of wood that came off a fence or a building. It's just a little piece of wood lying around in somebody's front yard. You can pick up a little piece of, literally a sliver. Lachtes Boishinov. Lachtes Miloshen Chatzitza. It's the verb form of a chatzitza, which means there's something stuck, there's something being chaitzitz in his teeth, i.e. a toothpick. Umegaviv Minachotze Umadlik. And he can pick up something from, again, a little piece of wood that's lying in the chotze, in his front yard, Umadlik, and he could use that for a match. Or he could use it to throw into a fire, to fuel a fire. Shekol ma shebechotzer muchon hu. Anything that's lying in a person's front yard is muchon, is oimid umuchon. We were talking before about a mukta, things that are in the sodeh. Those things are mukta. Over here, we're talking about something that's lying in a front yard. Whatever's in your front yard is oimid at your disposal. If it's yomtiv, it's not mukta because it could be used. So it's two chedushim. Anything that's in a chotzer over here, little pieces of wood, splinters, twigs, that are strewn about in a person's front yard, are oimid muchan l'shimush, one. Two, the stummiest of what you use twigs for is to fuel a fire. Who says that they're mutter and there's no iser mukta on using them for toothpicks? Those are the two chedushim over here in the Tanna Kamma and Reb Elazar v'Chomay, mimigavim mishalafonov u'madlik. The Chum argue on both. Megavev Mishalafonov, Umadlik Lafuke Lachtes Boishinov. And also Megavev Mishalafonov, the Mepharshim explained, the Rav brings, that's only what's mamish in the house, not what's strewn about the chotzer. That's not Oymid La'asokah, because those are pieces, the person's not going to walk around this whole chotzer bestomius and pick up twigs in order to put into the fire. So that's one. And even the twigs that are in the house that are lying mamish, even if they're not mukta lahasaka, but they're only oimid l'shimush for their real purpose, which is hasaka, and not for toothpicks. So that would also be an issa mukta. Mishnah Zayin, ein moitzin is ha'ur, loy min ha'etzim, v'loy min ha'avonim, v'loy min ha'ofar, v'loy min ha'mayim. We're talking here about creating fire. Lighting something is mutter. Cooking is mutter. Lighting neiros is also mutter. But the how to make a fire, we all know the minig in our house is that we have a light on. Either you have one of the flames on the stove on, or you have a yartzeit licht, and that gives you what to light from for the second day yomtiv and so on. But let's say you don't have fire. Meitzin es ha'ur means creating a fire, i.e. striking a match. That you can't do. You can't use wood. You can't use two. That are special type of stones, flint stones for that. You can't do that with offer, which sometimes, if you know how to do it, v'loimin hamayim. How do you create a fire from water? The Rav is mavur that what people would do is they would fill up a kli with water and there would be in it glass, like a magnifying glass, like making a piece of fire, if you've ever done it, catching the rays of the sun and making an intense enough sun to catch fire on the paper. Theoretically, you could do the same thing with the kli that's holding on to the water. So that would be the mayim over here. Vinishvi, what you're doing with all these cases, you're creating a new fire. Now, l'chara, there's no difference in the malacha between creating, striking a match, or taking from an existing fire and putting a licht, putting a candle to it. Both of them are madlik. And this is what the Gemara calls moilid. Moilid means you're creating something new. It's doim more l'malacha than taking fire from an existing yartzeit licht, so you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to heat up, that should be red hot. The ra'ofim are kli cheres, like tiles. They have made out of a brick-like material. They're tiles put on the roof. So you can't heat one of those up, and the Rav speaks out that Melavnes HaRa'ofim is not something that was used before. It's you're taking a tile and you're now heating it up, you're turning it into something flammable, something that's used for firepower. Masheng is something that was used, you're not creating something new. Havora is Mutan Yatul Tzarek HaKol Nefesh. So malavnim esaraofim litzlois behem, to use for a cooking material, to roast on it, where it has to be very hot, that you're not allowed to take a raofim and turn it into something. You're turning it into charcoal, so to speak. Va'oid amar ablezer, oimir odam ala muktze, erev Shabbos b'shvi'es, is a new halacha. It's mentioned over here because it's another halacha where Blezer and the Chacham have a machlokes in Hilchas Muktzah. So we had before Noitel Adam Kisim Shalafonov and what the Rabbanon allow you to use with it, which is really a machlokes which is Shaykh Moti Yomtiv, talking about firewood. The firewood happens to be, it'll be also an afkamina whether you can use it for a toothpick, but the etzim, the reason why it's not just etzim like Avonim, is because it's aimed for firewood. So that's a machlokes over there, whether you could say that everything that's in a chotzer is mukhan, small twigs that are lying about. Says Rebbe Lezer, I have another din over here, the Mishnah says, where Rebbe Lezer has a different shita, Rebbe Lezer is more makel in Hilchas Muktzah. This halacha grada is negay in Shabbos, it's not dafke yom tivdik halacha. Oymir odem ala muktzah, a person could stand near peiros that are muktzah Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Bishvi'is, during Shemitah. To explain why we're talking about Shemitah, it's not this halacha is not negei hilchah Shemitah. It's not negei hilchah Peir Shvi'is. But what's relevant over here is we're going to be talking about fruits that are not yet a finished product. And because of that, that's where the Shiloh of Muktzah crops up. And normally it would be a moot point because you wouldn't be allowed to eat from them anyways, because on a regular Shabbos, at Kamadat Echoyser Achon, the Trumas and Mises weren't taken off. So the Mishnah delineates this Shaila of Hilchas Muktzah in a case of Shemitah, where the Peiros of Shvi'is are not Mukhuyiv, Hafroshes Trumas and Mises, which is a good Shaila. Is that because Kedusha Shvi'is Be'etzem is Mafkia? We have a 6-year cycle of Trumas and Mises. The 7th year doesn't have Din Shvi'is, doesn't have a Din Peiros. A regular Peiros Eretzol has a din Kedushas Peiros Shvi'is, but doesn't have a din of Trumas and Maisvis. Or is that a din because the Peiros are Hefker? The Nafkamina, of course, will be what happens if you have Peiros that belong to a Goy, and there's a major machlokes whether Peiros that belong to a Goy on Shemitah have the din of Hefker or not. But they might have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is. If they have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is, so will they have a din of Trumas and Maisis? Again, we're not learning Shemitah now. We won't get involved. Those are famous machlokes in Binagei Hilchas Shemitah. Our point is just that Yiddish Peiros during Shemitah are not Mechuyev Trumas and Maisis. And because of that, the only Shiloh over here, the only thing that would prevent you from eating them is only Hilchas Muktzah. See, he stands by a pile of fruit, Vo'oimer, Mikan Ani Oichel Mocher. He delineates, over here, this is what I want to eat tomorrow. Is that we're talking about a big kamus, a big amount of fruit, and Rebbe Lezer will hold over here that you'll say yesh ber, you're only going to eat a certain amount. So what's mukhan umizum? You know on Erev Shabbos that you're only going to eat a certain amount, but you'll say yesh ber. We have a machlokes all over Shas, yesh ber, ain't ber. Legabe this din, you can certainly say yesh ber, and the chachamim will hold that this din will say ain't ber. Since you don't know, Memela has to be clearly delineated. It's not enough that it should be just generally delineated. I'm going to take payers from here. It has to be specific what you want, what you're planning on eating. And because of that, the Chacham hold, not only do you have to clearly delineate Mikan Ad Kan, but it has to be Yershim. You have to draw a line in the sand. You have to put a border there, what you're going to eat, what you're not going to eat, because it has to be sharp. It has to be clear. Now, what peiros are we talking about? Which peiros are muktzah? So the Gemara makes a cheshbon with the different brises and diukim that there are three types of peiros that are in a state of einem muchon. There are fruits that are oimid la'achila, you just haven't eaten them yet. That's not muktzah. Cherries that are in your fridge or in the backyard waiting for you to eat, or in the cellar waiting to be brought up, are not muktzah bechlal. You have peiros that are bechlal not roi la'achila. What they used to do is they used to take certain peiros, go up to the roof, and sunbake them, like take certain grapes, if they're not good grapes for wine, but they're good to make raisins from, and they would take them up to the roof. The Gemara calls it gregris vitzimukim, and they would dry them out, that they shleman yamdu yamim rabim, that they would last a longer amount of time. They didn't have refrigerators in those days. So memela, in the process of being dried out, they become very, they ooze, and the juice comes out of it. That's the way After the juice comes out of it, they become dried and hard, and then they don't spoil. But in the first part of the process, they kimat not roi lachila, nobody would eat it. So those hachana don't help. They're mamish like etzim v'avonim. What you have is you have something that's in between. Most of the times when you have these machloiks and these dinim, the Gemara will find a braisa that we're talking about a specific case. Here as well, we're talking about something which miktsas bnei adam would eat. A lot of people would need it. Because of that, it's not automatically not muktzah, but it does help the hachana to render it aymed l'achila. And because of that, we have the machlaikis, how much of a hachana you need, and how specific it has to be, else the brayer and the end brayer, the machlaikis tanoim that we have here.